I'm Cale Sleaser reporting. The Knights of Columbus Phone-a-thon held yesterday in Plymouth County reached a major milestone. The annual event has raised $2 million since it started in 1980. Libby Peters, interim executive director, made the announcement shortly after 1:30 yesterday afternoon.
I'd like to announce that we've hit our $2 million milestone about 20 minutes ago.
Peters talked about what the Phone-a-thon support means to Life Skills Training Center.
It helps us to be able to help clients to get jobs and training for jobs with our facility over at the training center, and our dehabilitation offers them independence and also community involvement. So it's an awesome event. With Lamar's, Akron, Remsen, and Kingsley, Knights of Columbus, we are so grateful for all the work that they've done through this, you know, last 46 years. It's really awesome.
Phone-a-thon co-chair Jared Morris told KLEM that the Knights had this goal in mind when planning this year's event.
During our meetings for this upcoming milestone, you know, that was always the big talk. $2 million, how close are we? So we figured it out, made a spreadsheet, and noticed that we were just shy of $30,000, and you know, took a while this morning, and here we are now, and we've hit it. I'd also like to say that we donate 10% of the proceeds to the Iowa Special Olympics.
Now with the wrap-up of yesterday's Phone-a-thon, here's Dave Grossenheider.
Well, phones were ringing all over Plymouth County Wednesday during the 46th annual KC Phone-a-thon. The annual fundraiser raised over $45,000, and interim executive director Libby Peters is with us. We do expect that number to grow, Libby.
Yes, we do have pledges that are still waiting to be counted. Kingsley did a mail-in, so we will be counting more in the next month or so. If you have made a pledge, you can mail it to 1510 Industrial Road Southwest or at any bank in Plymouth County.
Co-chairs Andy Rudin and Jared Morris also with us. And Andy, I want to say a big thank you to these dedicated Knights of Columbus members, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. We have between 70 and 100 different members that stepped forward today to make phone calls at multiple locations. Obviously, as Libby stated, members stepped up and sent out the mailers as well. And then we have multiple places of business that stepped forward and donated food and time and effort as well. So.
And Jared, a big thanks to the community as well that steps up to support this great cause.
Yeah, it's not only Lamar's as a community, but it's all communities in Plymouth County that step forward and make a donation to Life Skills Training Center for the people that are in varying disabilities.
Libby, this makes a big difference to Life Skills, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It helps us meet our mission goals with getting people with disabilities employment and independent living and helping others to be able to achieve their life goals as well.
Over $45,000 raised in the 46th annual KC Phone-a-thon. This is Dave Grossenheider, KLEM News.
Voters in the Kingsley Pearson School District narrowly defeated a proposed 10-year physical plant and equipment levy proposal Tuesday by less than 1% of the ballots cast. The total was 125 yes votes and 128 no votes regarding the $1.34 per $1,000 of assessed valuation of the taxable property levy for school infrastructure improvements. Woodbury County voters in the Pearson area led the defeat of the measure by voting it down 46-22 in the unofficial total. Plymouth County voters in the Kingsley area and Cherokee County area voted 103-82 to approve the levy, but that left the overall unofficial yes vote total short of the needed 50% plus one approval needed to pass the measure. With Iowa's new civics test law now in full effect, high schools across the state are preparing for their students to take the 128-question exam. Iowa is the 14th state to adopt the test since 2015. The seniors who've just started their final year at a public or private high school in Iowa are the first graduating class required to pass a civics test in order to get their diploma. Lamar's high school government teacher Michael Barr says his students are showing minimal concern for the test.
Not really. I mean, I think there's always a concern that they're going to have to take it to graduate. So, I mean, it's another requirement they have to graduate. So in that sense, sure. And there's been a few logistical questions about how is this going to work? When do we have to take it? All those kinds of things. But nothing as far as like concerns or anything like that about the test.
Barr says the faculty is still figuring out how to prepare their students, but a plan is taking shape.
Still figuring it out a little bit, but I think the plan is we're going to just implement it in government. They're just going to take, I get every junior, so they're going to take it in their junior year. And then if they don't pass it, they can take it as many times as they want under the law. So in theory, then they would have another year to still complete that before they graduate. So I think the plan is I'm just going to do it in my government class, and I'll build in some class time to work on that civics test. And then from there, we'll just have them pass it before they graduate.
A timetable for taking the test isn't rigid, so students will have ample time to prepare.
I'm going to kind of take it when I'm ready. If I have a down period in government, maybe between units or something, we'll take it. But I have government each semester, and I change kids at semester, so there's not really a set time we're going to take it. We talked about maybe doing it during ISASP, but they're already adding another test to ISASP, and so to get all that testing done in a week is just a lot. We decided it'd probably be better just to do it with government. My anticipation is probably right after the election in the fall is going to be my guess as to when we'll do it, just in terms of the pacing of my class, but it can really be any time in the semester.
And that's the news in Clemland. I'm Kale Sleaser reporting.